Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I was supposed to have received a refund by the 15th of the month, and I still haven't received it.
Well, so I'll be happy
I
to
have a, okay, I have a confirmation number.
May I have the number?
11220.
And can you provide your first and last name?
Robin Brockoff.
And spell the last name?
Brockhoff.
All right. Just a moment. And can you verify your mailing address?
501 Morningside Drive, Richmond, Missouri.
All right. So I show you signed up for a sweepstakes to win a mixer. In the terms and conditions explained, you will be signing up for our membership Bites Hub, provides recipe guides, cut carbs, etc. $59.89 a month.
That no, I signed up for I selected on presents and it said I won. And I had to pay $2 shipping.
So, yes, so that's correct. And also explain in terms and conditions, you would be signing up.
Okay, well, I did not see any of that.
Okay.
And I've contacted them immediately after I seen the charge on my bank account.
So the account I don't show has been canceled. I don't show a refund has been submitted. Which
oh,
is
my God.
Received a refund.
I called within 24 hours to do it. Will you cancel this immediately? Otherwise, I have to go to the bank and change my account number to keep you all from stealing more money from me. And I was told that it had been that it had been canceled, a refund had been issued, and I would receive it by the 15th and given the confirmation code of the 11220.
And the confirmation you have is not a confirmation. The confirmation we provide is the order number, which your order number is 920-498-462. That would have been provided if a cancellation or refund was submitted. So that
See,
is an incorrect.
And I have talked to at least, I've talked to 10 people at least, and they said that they would send me an email link and I would be able to discuss the problem with them.
So
I
you
never
sent the
ever.
Email, or did you actually speak to someone in customer support?
Yes, no, you are the about 10th person I've spoken to.
Because there's no notes on the account at all. Anytime we touch an account or representative, we're going to document
then
it.
Why do they lie to me and tell me this?
So I'm not exactly
sure
what
happened.
They
took $60 out of my checking account, and that has put me in a financial bind.
Right. So I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I can assist as far as getting the account canceled today. We are offering
get it canceled, Well, I guess I'll just have to go to the bank and close that account to make sure of it.
So we're offering a special of $20 a month. Would you be interested?
I don't want nothing except for my refund of $59.98.
So I will see what we can do for a courtesy refund. Altogether, it will be a valid charge, but I'll go ahead and submit the cancellation. Just a moment. All right, so the account has been canceled. That goes in effect immediately. In reference to the refund, what I can provide as a courtesy today will be a 75% refund, and that goes back to your account between 3 to 5 business days.
So how much money are you going to give me back?
It's $44.91 is the amount.
Then why was I told? Because I called within 24 hours after I seen what that had done, because I didn't read all that little bitty fine print below it.
But it is valid, ma'am, even if you didn't read it. It still was provided.
Well, what a ripoff. You guys are taking advantage of senior citizens.
It's not taking advantage, and when the information is provided. So I'm sorry you didn't see the information, but it is going to be considered a valid charge. So, again, I can submit the 75%. You'll get that back in the next few business days.
Just like I was going to get back the $60 by the 15th.
Even within 24 hours, even if you called
I called multiple times.
Even if you did, ma'am, this charge still would have been valid if you were billed. So you calling in 24 hours still would not have changed it being a valid charge. So I have submitted the refund. You'll get that back in the next few business days. I will provide you with the correct confirmation. This will be for the refund and cancellation today, and let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
The confirmation is C as in Charles, 920-498-462. So that's going to be the confirmation. Everything is canceled.
And why should I believe you? Because I've heard the same bullshit from 10 other people. Except you're telling me different.
It's up to you, ma'am. I cannot, 100%, make you believe what I'm saying, but I have confirmation. If you have a problem as far as with believing that,
so
I
just donated.
You're more than welcome to call back and verify that's no problem.
And I've done this every single day, and that's what I've been waiting for, the 15th, to see the deposit, and lo and behold, it's not there.
All right.
And that is the confirmation number that someone that couldn't even speak English told me last week.
I'm not even exactly sure. I don't even recall that we had any, representatives overseas. So that couldn't have been, someone from our department that you spoke to, because our representatives are from the United States.
Well, my phone told me that I was calling someplace in Florida.
And so we're not in Florida. We're in California. So that wasn't us, ma'am.
Well, that's funny. You've got all the information about me, but if it wasn't you.
I'm not sure, ma'am, but everything is canceled. You'll receive the refund in the next few business days. You have the confirmation. If there's no further questions or concerns, thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.